AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The House panel investigating the Capitol riot wants to talk to three more Republican lawmakers. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
The committee has sent letters asking Andy Biggs, Mo Brooks, and Ronnie Jackson to voluntarily appear. All three have aligned themselves with former President Trump, and the request comes after investigators revealed new evidence of the GOP members' involvement in his bid to stay in power. The panel wants them to testify about their role in White House meetings and their direct talks with Trump as he tried to challenge the 2020 election results, plus the planning and coordination of rallies during and before the insurrection. Sagar Magani, Washington.
New York City police officer Thomas Webster was convicted of assaulting an officer during the Capitol riot. Webster testified he was trying to protect himself from a rogue cop who punched him in the face. A special grand jury was selected for the investigation into whether former President Donald Trump and others illegally tried to influence the 2020 election in Georgia. This is Judge Robert McBurney.
Because this grand jury will be investigating a specific situation, the 2020 election here in Georgia, it's important that the grand jury be comprised of individuals who bring an open mind to the process.
It involves a phone call in January of 2021 in which then-President Trump pushed Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger to find the votes needed for him to win the state. Authorities say a Russian missile attack hit the Black Sea port of Odessa in Ukraine. A unanimous Supreme Court ruled Boston violated the free speech rights of a conservative activist when it refused his request to fly a Christian flag on a flagpole outside City Hall. Harold Shurtleff and his group wanted to fly the white banner with a red cross and a blue background. This is AP News. The American Academy of Pediatrics says it's putting all of its guidance under the microscope to eliminate race-based medicine.
The Academy says doctors are concerned Black children have been undertreated and overlooked by flawed practices. Last year, it retired a guideline based on the unproven idea Black children faced lower risks than white kids for urinary infections. Its newborn jaundice guidance, which suggests certain races have higher or lower risks, is being revised this summer. Other major doctor groups, including the AMA, also re-examining their policies, spurred by civil rights movements, along with science, showing the strong role social conditions, genetics, and other biological factors play in determining health. I'm Julie Walker.
Her family says Kathy Boden, a former Weather Underground radical, has died. Boden served more than two decades behind bars for her role in a fatal 1981 armored truck robbery and spent the latter part of her life helping people who had been imprisoned. She was 78. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.